From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb this month. The White House announcing Tuesday Mr. Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting will visit Hiroshima May 27, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
But a presidential advisor ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the Hiroshima bombing and that of Nagasaki, aimed at bringing the Second World War to a close. While Earnest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to use such nuclear weapons, he said he believes President Harry Truman made the decision for the right reason back in 1945 to bring that war to an end, in order to save countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who'd taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but also dealing with the historical reality of genocide. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face the life imprisonment if convicted. In Iraq Wednesday, at least 14 killed, dozens wounded in a car bomb blast near a market in a Shia neighborhood of Baghdad. No immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. A group of nations promoting a resolution to the Syrian conflict will meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to stop it. The U.S. and Russia are spearheading that effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau acknowledged the cessation of hostilities is not being uniformly observed.
The cessation is not uniformly, not 100%, has reduced violence, as we've seen. Our view on a cessation of hostilities, it is a fundamentally good thing. Of course, it alleviates, though it doesn't remove, some of the suffering of the Syrian people. You know, any reduction in violence is good.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the city of Aleppo has threatened to scuttle that cessation of hostilities. In U.S. presidential politics Tuesday, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory in two more states, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, who still maintains a strong delegate lead in her fight for the nomination. Sanders addressed a cheering crowd late Tuesday in Salem, Oregon.
Last week, we won a really great victory in Indiana, and tonight it appears that we've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Hillary Clinton, meantime, won in Nebraska. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three, wounded more than 40 in the mainly Kurdish city Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment. Meanwhile, Turkey is being criticized for alleged rights violations committed by security forces. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein has urged Ankara to allow investigators to look into allegations unarmed civilians were shot in Kurdish areas of southeast Turkey. His spokesman is Rupert Colville.
While Turkey has a duty to protect its population from acts of violence, it is essential that the authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counterterrorism operations, and international law prohibiting torture, extrajudicial killings, disproportionate use of lethal force, and arbitrary detention must be observed.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says Turkish border guards may have used excessive force in the deaths of several Syrians trying to cross into Turkey. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid early Tuesday on a base of militant group al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. The operation took place in the village of Tora Torao, some 100 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Australian police Wednesday detained five men suspected of planning to sail to Indonesia and the Philippines en route to joining Islamic State in the Middle East. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.